If you'd like to turn bedtime reading with your children into a flying circus, Kevin Shortsleeve has a list of ideas for you.
You've heard of Monty Python, the television show. You've probably seen at least one of the Monty Python movies, and it's not at all unlikely that a friend has played you one of his Monty Python records over and over again at one time or another. What you may not be aware of, however, is Monty Python, the children's books. It should not be so surprising, after all, that various members of a comedy troupe so steeped in nonsense would from time to time turn to children's fiction and poetry as creative outlets. Michael Palin, best known perhaps as the man who wants to have an argument, has gone on from Python and written a number of novels, including the young adult fantasy The Mirror Stone, published in 1986. In 1987, he released a collection of limericks, and more recently recorded a narration to an audiobook of Jack and the Beanstalk. Along with Terry Jones, the Python member who most often appeared in drag as a middle-class housewife, Palin collaborated on a book they called Dr. Fegg's Encyclopedia of All World Knowledge. Released in 1985, it is described as a wide-ranging compendium of nonsense for boys and girls. Terry Jones actually has been the busiest Python working in the name of children's entertainment, most notoriously perhaps with his 1998 release of Lady Coddington's pressed fairy book. The book is a mock diary describing a certain Lady Coddington and the fairies she captured in her garden and then attempted to preserve, like flowers, by pressing them into her book. Jones has also released a number of successful original fairy tales, such as Nickabobinus, A Fish of the World, and The Beast with a Thousand Teeth. Like Palin, Jones lent his voice to audiobooks, among them The Wind in the Willows. Terry Gilliam, the artist on the team who created the Monty Python title sequence and animated links, released a novel and a film based on the old German tall tale The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. Eric Idle, who wrote songs for the team, such as Always Look on the Bright Side of Life, has also recorded audiobooks of a number of nursery standards, including The Owl and the Pussycat, The Pied Piper, The Frog Prince, and The Secret of Nim. And last but not least, John Cleese, the minister of silly walks himself, has turned out an equally silly audio rendition of Did I Ever Tell You How Lucky You Are by Dr. Seuss. So, tonight at bedtime, instead of saying Once Upon a Time, why not turn to your kids and say, and now for something completely different.